Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dottiglio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 7 o'clock, and then at 7 o'clock, it'll be the wild card round of the playoffs as the Minnesota Vikings take on the L.A. Rams.
Well,
he's here.
And, you know, Mike, before we introduce Dave, you know what? I'm intrigued because whether they're playing in L.A. or they're playing in Phoenix, the point spread didn't change.
No.
That is weird. Don't you think that's a little unusual?
There's a lot of people like the Rams.
Because I'm
just telling you.
It's almost a pick-em point.
Because if you would move that, you would think that money would be moved more toward Minnesota.
Yes, but not
but it
so.
Didn't.
Yeah, not so much. But listen, we love – Mike, go ahead. I interrupt you. But
no, you go great, ahead and do it now. Dave Hilbert with us from the Silver Slipper. Dave, thanks so much for joining us. A lot of things happening in the football world. Your thoughts on Jerry and Mike McCarthy basically kind of tearing underwear and Mike can go and he can go coach somewhere else. And now Jerry's in the search for a head coach in Dallas. But your thoughts on Mike McCarthy? He's been in this league a long time. We talked to Andrew Brandt, who was part of the process of hiring him in Green Bay. And he was very complimentary of Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, he just hadn't really turned stuff, you know, much around recently, so we'll just see how it goes.
Well, he hadn't won. Dave, the correct statement would be he hadn't won in the postseason. Now, it's all about winning championships. Right. But right now, the Houdat Nation, if you could tell me with 3 straight seasons we'd win 12 games or more, because he did that in Dallas. Now, not so much this season, but it's the Cowgirls. They're dysfunctional because of Jerry Jones. But that's why, I mean, he didn't forget how to coach. And you know who they bring in a defensive coordinator, Mike? Coach Zimmer, right?
That was a mistake on his part.
No, he didn't know. Now it's come out that he didn't pick him. You know who picked him?
Jerry did.
Jerry Jones picked him.
Because he was there before with Sean Payton. Bill Parcells was the head coach. Mike Zimmer was the defensive coordinator. Sean was the offensive coordinator. Mike didn't pick Mike Zimmer. It was Jerry that said that's who's going to be my defensive coordinator.
No, and that's why I love it that the Cowgirls are dysfunctional. I love it. Now, Bobby, what about the Saints? I'm not saying them. I'm just talking about the damn Cowgirls right now. All I know is they're dysfunctional. And it's always a great day in America when the Cowgirls are not relevant.
Bob, I thought you'd have a little different take on this Mike McCarthy to the Saints stuff. I'm going to be honest. No. I thought maybe you'd have a little swerve to that.
No, because all I know is the top quarterbacks who worked with him, he's helped make them successful. And I think Derek Carr wouldn't poo-poo him, but Derek Carr wouldn't poo-poo John Gruden. The bottom line
And also
is,
to work with Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, whatever, the future. Okay, can we be relevant? Relevant as far as going to the postseason. I'm telling you right now, the Saints' goal should be, can we beat Tampa Bay? Now, is Tampa Bay's already out the playoffs, but they won the NFC South 4 years in a row.
And twice with Baker.
Yes, Baker Mayfield. Yeah, now, they shouldn't have had that fumble exchange at the end, but Baker Mayfield, you know what I like about Baker Mayfield? Do you notice sometimes when he's running, he ain't worried about getting hit because you can't hit the quarterback anymore. He's running like a damn fullback. Watch Baker Mayfield. You think he's worried about hook sliding? Oh, no, you can't hit the don't hit him in the head. You can't hit him too high, too low. Baker Mayfield is running aggressively.
One of the reporters that covered the Bucks told me the story that Baker, after practice, he'll take off running with the ball and play as though he gets hit. And then next, first thing he does is grab his helmet.
Right.
Man, he's already in the acting biz. That's pretty good because you watch referees today. They sort of watch how a player falls or a quarterback falls, and he already had that down. Grab that helmet. Grab that helmet.
Now, Dave, you know this. A lot of times a player will leave the Saints, and damn it, they go somewhere else like Trey Henderson. They're unbelievable. Zach Bond. Trey Henderson, unbelievable with the Bengals. Zach Bond, unbelievable with the Eagles. You know who was not unbelievable? Marshawn Lattimore was getting his ass burned. Marshawn Lattimore with the Commanders, he got humbled. He might have had Mike Evans his day in the past. You know, I have him. I got him in my back pocket, but not so much yesterday. No, Lattimore, you wouldn't believe, I go on Washington radio. I'm in D.C. and all, and I'm talking about, say, Lattimore, the greatest cornerback in Saints history. I think y'all going to have a dominant. I'm not saying he's Darryl Green, you know, old school, fastest man in the NFL when they won Super Bowls, but I'm saying Lattimore's going to be a stud. Now they all pissed off at me.
You the one.
Because I told him Lattimore was going to kick ass. Lattimore has been hurt, and when he's played with Washington, he ain't done jack. I'm like, and now,
you could see Evans had got in between the ears on him. After the first couple catches, because, I mean, you could tell by his body language how he was coming to the sidelines. Now, that's stuck in your head. And you've talked about that. When you have success against a guy, it stays with you.
No, because you have so much confidence. Whatever you do, Marvin Lee, you have the utmost confidence. Now, with Washington going to Detroit, St. Brown. What is he going to do against him? You know, Washington, they say, okay, look, we give up these draft picks and all that, and we expect you to be, come on, you got to, I'm not saying you got to completely shut them down, but you can't be getting burnt and stuff. So a big challenge for Lattimore. I think Lattimore got humbled. Come on, dude.
Question about it. And Chris Collinsworth kept saying it, and then they showed you kind of Lattimore Evans, and so he didn't see that, but you could kind of feel the heat on Lattimore. Dave, tell us what's happening here at the Silver Slipper.
Man, I tell you, at the last Saturday in January, we're not going to do a card this time. This time we're going to give away $25,000 in cash.
Cash money.
Cash money. You say the briefcase.
Cash money, home.
Cash money. Going to bring up. It's going to be split between six people. We'll bring six winners on stage, and each one will open up a briefcase. And the highest is $10,000 cash, and then $5,000, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So it's $10,000 cash, yeah, or $10,000 free play?
Cash money.
Oh, cash money, homie. Oh, I like that. I like the cash. Who's against cash?
Now, you know you got to put this on your taxes if you hear.
So that's at least $6,000.
Yeah,
$10,000.
I was going to say in that $6,200 range.
And then we got live entertainment back here. Started 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday. We've got the Monster Crawfish Band for Picayune and the Dave Mailey Band, a local band from Bay St. Louis, two really top bands.
Dave, tell everybody, too, number one buffet on the Mississippi Gulf Coast and also the steakhouse.
Yeah, number one buffet and number one steakhouse. Number one steakhouse and also voted number one for New Orleans, the steakhouse was, out of the New Orleans market.
Whoa, so, that, yeah, that's strong, is impressive.
Well, Dave, I know you might be part of negotiations, so whatever that son of a gun.
Here we go, Dave.
You know, whatever that son of a gun cooking those steaks, y'all got to keep him.
Yeah.
You might have to pay him to keep him cooking those steaks right.
I'll work on that lobster gumbo for you, Bobby.
Now you started. I didn't set it up, but you done started it now.
That is the only place I've ever been in the world, in the whole world. Listen, you could be anywhere in the world that they had chunks of lobster in the gumbo. It was like it was aristocratic gumbo, prima donna gumbo. I loved it right here in the Silver Slipper. Awesome.
And he couldn't eat all of it, so he brought some.
No, he couldn't eat all of it.
He'd bring it home.
It was chock full that all of a sudden, who ever heard of a doggy bag to go with gumbo? I had a doggy bag to go because you can make two meals out of this damn gumbo. It was off the chart.
And he's right about that. He tells me that every week.
We got good food here.
Okay. Also, you're giving away the fleece jacket?
Yeah, when you earn 4,000 tier points, you get, or 40 table comp dollars, you in the month of January, you get a fleece jacket in your size. Well, they have large to triple R, large to triple X.
So you got, yeah, XL, double
yeah,
X,
double,
and triple X.
Yes,
so he's telling you he wants a 2XL.
Yeah.
No, I just finished telling you. I am down to an XL now. I used
okay.
to be 2XL.
Okay, well, an XL.
Now, if you need a 4XL, you need to lose weight. You know, there ain't no 4XL. Sorry.
What about the iPad?
And the iPad, that's a drawing every night for the next 3 months at 7 p.m. It's a Sunday through Thursday at 7 p.m.
Okay. So come on down to the Silver Slipper. We really appreciate it. Dave, anything
come on
else
in.
You got on the calendar?
The bankroll briefcase the last Saturday is the big deal. So
bankroll briefcase. You came out with that, Dave? Bankroll briefcase. It sounds kind of mafia-like.
Yes,
right.
February is going to be big with Valentine's Day and all that going on. So.
Oh, well, he want that rose again.
I know we do. We'll have that
special rose. Yeah,
that's right, for JoJo.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Come on down.
Come on down to the Silver Slipper, Dave Hilbert. We'll be back with more Second Guess.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DiTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Delco. Delco, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
What's up, soldiers?
What's up?
Soldier, how you been, man? You been, we didn't hear you during the Saints season. Were you been down and out or low profile or what?
And mostly, I've been through a few little procedures, get sick and stuff, but I'm doing better now, you know. And then I was down and out with the Saints all season long, man, and I couldn't believe what happened, you know, when the first two games stirred up this year, man. I thought we were going somewhere. And after that, man, it sounded like, sound like somebody pulled the plug out the water, man. You know, it was that kind of season, man.
Well, because Delco, the first two games, that might have been the greatest in Saints history.
The start of season, yeah. I guarantee
it was. We've been a penthouse to the outhouse for
real
sure.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I would like to say, bro, you know, I heard the rumors that today that Mike McCarthy was left from the Dallas Cowboys, and I feel like I wouldn't mind bringing this guy in to get him in. I heard that the Bears and the Saints are the number one candidate looking for him. But you know what, bro? I'm looking at it like this here, man. I'm a Saints fan. I've been a Saints fan all my life. And I watched the Sean Paytons. I watched the Mike Dickers. I watched, you can say all the names you want. I watched them all. Jim Moore.
That's like all of
them. You know, Tom Landry, all of guys, man. I've seen it all. But I feel that as a Saints fan, you know, all my life, I feel like Sean Payton, you know, came in and did it for years. I just want to thank Sean and Drew Brees. Years, he gave us a lot of good memories, a lot of fun, and a lot of Super Bowl. One Super Bowl, a lot more than that. But I feel that if you bring a coach in, I feel that you have to bring a coach in that's gonna evaluate players, not the fans. You know, I mean, when I'm saying fans, you hear a lot of fans say, "Well, we want this guy, we want this here guy, we want that guy." I feel that we need to get a coach in, and like a Mike McCarthy, if the Saints could draft, get him in and let him get the players who he want that can fit the scheme that he win. Because you look at all these other games during the season all year long, man. Man, you got like Zach Bond, man. Man, this guy was on our team, man. Here he is, got an interception for Philadelphia Eagles. Just I'm telling you, oh my God, where he was at when he was in New Orleans, man. You know, you look
even
at him.
You wasn't playing him.
But now we didn't play him. Now I think Mickey Loomis would say maybe we got him, but then Dennis Allen didn't play him. Or our defensive scheme, we didn't find a place for him.
But the same thing with Caden Ellis.
Caden Ellis,
look what he's done with the Falcons.
What he's done with Atlanta. So, that's why we got to be all going forward together. We can't be in a tug of war against each other, the coaching staff and the management. I mean, to me, because Zach Bond, wrong place, wrong time with the Saints. Well, I know Vic Fangio figured out how to play him with the Eagles.
Baba,
I mean, he's all pro.
I remember the interview, and you know who did it was your old buddy, John Kincaid. He's in Philly now. He interviews Vic, and Vic was, I wanted two linebackers in the offseason. One was Zach Bond, the other one, Devin White. And he said, we signed both of them. Now he said, Devin didn't work out here. But Zach worked out. And that was a Vic Fangio. And he's not a head coach. He's an assistant coach. But Sirianni listened to him. And, okay, he goes to Howie Rosenberg. And basically they get that done in signing Zach Bond.
You know, and then look at how quickly he hit the century mark as far as tackles. And he becomes an all-pro linebacker. Now, you know what has helped and that what the Eagles have and the Saints don't have is the mammoth interior defensive tackles.
The Eagles got that.
At the point of attack. So Zach Bond can flow sideline to sideline making tackles. So that's why I still think...
you got to get people up front.
Yes. You look like Shai Tuttle, and he left and he went to the Panthers, then you look on Yamada, he left, and he went to the Falcons, then you look Sheldon Rankins and all that. No, we've gotten worse instead of gotten better. Nothing against Brian Brzee, but he's a pass rusher. I'm talking about somebody that can occupy blockers or stop the run. Well, right at the point of attack, it seems like just a wave. Okay, just hand up the ball against the Saints up the middle. Now it's second and six, or it's second and five. We gave up 5 yards a carry on the run.
Okay, so no matter who they hire as the new head coach, the first couple games of the season, guess what other teams are doing? They're going to run the ball right at you.
Right at you until you stop it. It's a copycat lead. They're going to run right at you. And that's why we might say we have a lot of needs because we need a lot of young players that, you know, because you don't have to pay your young players. And how we have gotten older players like a DeMario Davis, who's been outstanding, Cam Jordan, Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu. You look at all that. But, again, I say this. Who's been our truly young studs? I don't know if you cut it off at 27 or under. We can have, like, good players. But who's truly elite? Who is elite for us? Maybe McCoy?
And it stops right there.
No, exactly.
It stops at Eric McCoy.
And
Fuaga's got a chance.
Yes, but he just started.
It's Eric McCoy, that's it.
McCoy just started, and if you look at it, the only we had no Pro Bowl players. Oh, that's
now JT Gray is the lead as a special team.
JT Gray, you know, he didn't make the Pro Bowl, but he was second team All Pro. Mike, you look at JT Gray, he's the special teams ace, obviously, for the Saints. This is JT Gray's third All-Pro honors. He was also named second team like he was this year in 2019 and first team All-Pro in 2021. This is why I thought, how can you not be in the Pro Bowl? Because the players, when they vote, I've been part of that. But then you look at the combination of both to be a Pro Bowler.
Also fans involved.
Yes. Well, because the Saints weren't winning. I guess that's why he gave more recognition.
I think that's exactly.
JT Gray led the NFL with 22 special teams tackles, 10 solo, 12 assisted, as well as, you know, he blocked a kick. So, I mean, JT Gray, you know, we'll always have amongst the best. That's one thing that hasn't really changed. I think we're still on top of the NFL as far as top special teams unit. You got to give, when Coach Rizzi became head coach, you got to give Coach Galliano and all a lot of props as far as success with our special teams. We very seldom, it wasn't a slam dunk 100%, but we very seldom got out-coached on special teams. Now, that has to continue. Now, we just got to get better offensive and defensively considering, you know, where we are ranked. But JT Gray, that's someone that has lived up to the billing from the get-go. Remember, we had Justin Hardy, Chris Banjo. We've always had stud guys. Well, JT Gray even took it to a different level with the consistency that he's brought to the table.
Bob, the other thing, too, is in the press conference today, because, man, if you read stuff online, I mean, some of that you wonder where it comes from. There were reports that Mickey Loomis would kind of insist on you keeping certain assistant coaches if you were the head coach. And Jeff Duncan asked him that today. He denied it. He said, whoever the new coach is, he will hire his own coaches.
Well, that's the way it should be.
I agree with that.
There's a reason why you call it head coach. Head coach. You can, a general manager, you manage. But a head coach doesn't mean you're the head honcho. So when you want the coaches that you want under you that is going to do what the hell you say, it's like Napoleon. If you're a general, Patton, whatever. No, I want the people under me to do what the hell I want to be done and going to get it done because I'm the fall guy. I'm the fall guy. The buck stops here.
Yeah, other than personnel, players are 1A. Assistant coaches are 1B.
Yeah.
Look at Dan Campbell. He got players, but look at the assistant coaches he got around him. You got two guys that will be head coaches real soon. One in Ben Johnson, the other one with Aaron Glenn.
Yeah.
So, hey, you need that part of the game. Coaching still matters. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the Second Guess Show, Mike Dettelia along with Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert. We're joined by man in the studio himself, Charlie Long. It's our triple option feature. So, Charlie, we'll let you start it off.
Guys, I'm going to maybe do some double feature action here, and just give me a couple seconds. Real quick, D1 Baseball, our friends over at D1, released their preseason top 25 poll. A little bit different from the Perfect Game top 25 poll that we reviewed last week today. Four of the top five are SEC teams, nine of the top 19 are SEC teams. LSU slotting in at number 3. If you remember the Perfect Game poll, they were number two behind Texas A&M. Texas A&M is number one in D1's poll as well, but D1 also has Virginia above LSU. UVA expected to have a great year, rounding out the top five, Tennessee and Arkansas. So four of those top five, as I mentioned, from the SEC. And guys, I wanted to bring up the head coaching odds. We basically get this every single day from betonline.ag. They're really up to date. All the changing kind of odds with every head coaching vacancy now. For the Saints, the lead candidate is still Aaron Glenn, 1-2 odds, which is minus 200 for all those sports bettors out there. But what makes this kind of interesting is that Aaron Glenn's also the top candidate for the Jets head coaching job at 3-2 odds. Now, Brian Flores is behind him for the Jets job. For the Saints, Joe Brady is behind Aaron Glenn. Kellen Moore behind him. Cliff Kingsbury and Mike McCarthy both at 7-1. And as I mentioned, this comes in daily, guys. So we'll see really what happens with this Mike McCarthy odds, because right now it's 7-1. I've got a feeling it could kind of skyrocket pretty soon.
Yeah, I think so. Charlie, where is Georgia in that rating?
Yeah, sorry about that. Let me round out the top 10 for y'all. So North Carolina's at 6. Oregon State's at 7. Georgia's at 8. So Perfect Game had them at number 4. D1's got them at number 8. Florida State at 9. And then Florida rounding out the top 10. So, Georgia is one of those teams that, Mike, we talked about it a little bit. Wes Johnson's got them moving in the right direction. D1 believes in them. They're a preseason top 10 team. But Perfect Game had them a little bit higher as a preseason top 5 team.
Bobby?
Charlie, look, the viewership that always comes into play and, regular season and postseason. And you look, it was a big success for Amazon Prime Video and Thursday Night Football. Their package averaged over 13 million, 13.2 million viewers, a 13% increase over last season. The NFL threw him a bone, if you wanted to watch a playoff game, was that the Steelers and Ravens, if I can recall?
Yes.
Yes.
So that was the Amazon Prime Video game, and it just goes to show you they're part of the postseason. That's not going to go anywhere in the future. Now, my understanding, if you live in the local markets in Pittsburgh or Baltimore, you can watch it on your home station, not necessarily, you got to go to Prime or Amazon to get it. But the viewership, like I said, grew 13%, saw 91.1 million unique viewers in the U.S. tune in for at least one game this year, that being on Thursday Night Football. That is a sizable increase over nearly 72 million who watched the first season they sold the product in 2022. So they go from 72 million to a little over 91 million. So they said, that's the exposure that we're looking for. And according to Nielsen, 11 games average over 12 million viewers, 5 more than last season. And all of the games average at least 10 million for the first time. Now, you have to look at, how old are people watching? Okay, is it old farts? Or is it what is the median age who's watching Prime? And the audience, I thought was interesting. The median age of Prime's audiences was 49 years of age, 6.7 years younger than the average median age of viewers watching the NFL on Sunday, which is 55-year-olds. So 55 and a half, really, and then 49-year-olds are watching it. So that'll be interesting to see that that ain't going nowhere as far as Amazon Prime being involved.
Nope.
And the competition, so it's all in favor of the NFL, because negotiating when you're looking at whether it's Fox or it's NBC, ABC, ESPN, that's ABC, and that's all Disney, but Amazon, and that viewership right there, Charlie, Thursday Night Football, that will be expanded. And so it'll be interesting to see, and you look at the Christmas Day games and all that came about. That's just part of the package. We talked about Peacock and all that before. But you can't, you've opened Pandora's box. So it's not going to be your traditional, going forward, obviously. It's not just going to be Fox, NBC, and ABC, which is also ESPN with Disney, because of the success that you had the viewership with Amazon Prime.
5 years ago today, LSU, the 2019 Tigers, playing in 2020 for the national championship, greatest team ever. They won the national championship in the Superdome against Clemson. And they're the gold standard. You think about...
Look at Barge and the Victor, right, Mike? Crush people.
And look who they played on that schedule. It was like a who's who of the top, basically, colleges in the country. And to come out of there undefeated, again, this is... That team is always going to be looked at as the gold standard for everybody else. If you're that elite a team, you're going to compare yourself to that 2019 LSU team. And that happened 5 years ago tonight in the Superdome. Me and Marlon Favorite. Fave, I know sometime you're listening in. Me and Marvin were sitting together, and, man, it got off to a bit of a rough start for the Tigers. But, man, Joe Burrow cut a fire, and then, man, you know, Jamar Chase and Jefferson and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and that defense really played well down the stretch and really sort of befuddled Trevor Lawrence and the Clemson Tigers.
Yeah, now, when you look at it coming up, I think it's going to be a monumental upset. We can elaborate on that. We come back for the break in part of the show. Do you think Notre Dame can beat Ohio State? I think it'd be a monumental
upset.
Yeah, if they beat Ohio State.
You know, there's a lot of money rolling, I guess, because
there's point spread.
A lot of money rolling on the Irish. Tells you they got a lot of Notre Dame fans.
Yeah, can you have the luck of the Irish? All I know is the Irish have not beaten Ohio State since 1936. Okay, you talk about 19.
That may stay in place.
That's before, and now since then they played them six times and they're 0-6. So, but it's only one game. Can you win? But, Mike, so we're going to elaborate more on that when we come back about, you know, the point spread. Because now, could he become an NFL head coach? Coach Freeman. Do you think there might be an opening for him?
Man, why would I want to go to Chicago? One day I'm going to get my opportunity to coach anywhere I want. So I'm not going to Chicago.
But what if they'd upset Ohio State and the Bears would hire him and they pay him? Oh, then that's different.
Well, I got to see the Bears pay him
first.
Other part of that. We'll be back to close it up here in hour number two of Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Closing up here on hour number two of the Second Guess show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and some LSU news. Demian Ramos announced that he will return for another season as the place kicker for LSU. And Bob, to be honest with you, he's turned out to be a pretty doggone good kicker. When I first saw him, I was like, man, they got some real issues. But Demian Ramos has turned out to be a pretty good kicker for the Tigers.
No, it could be, I don't know, Mike, your record, how you get the double-digit wins. Did you make the kick or you missed it? No, it could come down to that next year. But you know what I'm thinking?
Sometimes the snap and the hole is a little bit shaky.
No. That can never be shaky. Has to be automatic. Snap, hold, and then the kicker follows through and all that.
He got a thick hide. Because, man, if he miss a field goal, Brian Kelly's on his butt. I mean, Brian don't have no filter between him and any kicker.
Well, somebody in the media, because Coach Kelly's straightforward, somebody in the media needs to ask Coach Kelly, are you cheering for Ohio State? You know he ain't cheering for no damn Notre Dame.
I don't think he is.
No, because, that's why I left Notre Dame, because I don't think I can win anything there. I guarantee you, you let Notre Dame upset Ohio State, I don't think it's going to happen. Coach Kelly, if he's truly honest, he's not cheering. I was at Notre Dame, I'm pulling for them. No, he's not, because he left there because he thought they couldn't win the big game.
Also today, LSU basically signed Tamarcus Cooley from North Carolina State. He started his college career at Maryland. Then he transferred to North Carolina State last year. He was the highest graded player for North Carolina State defensively and was rated the number one transfer safety guy. Man, he comes up the field in a flash, but what's impressive with him is his ability to track the football in flight. Last year, 6 pass breakups, 3 pass interceptions, 2 forced fumbles. Man, he is a really tough guy in the secondary. So Tamarcus Cooley, who started really, they thought about putting him at wide receiver. He's from North Carolina, and he played a lot of receiver in high school. But then They put him at safety, and that's what he played at both Maryland and North Carolina State.
And we need a stamp
man,
safety.
Man, LSU, that is the one need position, and I'm talking about a big need for them.
So, Mike,
at
he's
the
there,
safety position.
He's there in the spring? He's there
He'll
the
be
spring?
There in the spring. So, yeah. Tamarcus Cooley is an LSU Tiger. Also today, Donovan Green transferred tight end. Man, he was fantastic in 2023. Tears up his knee. Wasn't the same player a year ago. He has also signed with LSU at tight end. Now they got to get him an offensive tackle. They got to go out there and find an offensive tackle somewhere in the bunch.
And you know, Mike, what's attractive, you need more than one tight end at LSU because LSU wants to use two tight end
they
sets.
Multiple tight end sets. Yeah. And who might see a lot of playing time? J.D. LaFleur. We saw his dad, David LaFleur. Be back with more Second Guess.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.